This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, Dr. Steve Pachinik, our guest, so is Lee Stranahan. So in closing, gentlemen, other points you'd like to make, and what do you think Trump should do right now? Let's start with Steve Pachinik.
I think Trump should get rid of Esper again. I said Trump should get rid of Milley again. My boys in the military intelligence wanted to know why with Milley, but now he came out to be exactly what I said, self-aggrandizing. Get rid of all these generals who are not relevant. The relevance is cyber war, space warfare. At the same time, he has to go out and do all of his speeches in conservative areas and just knock them out of the park, because that's what he does best, and that he will...
So he has to go on total offense and just ignore all the attacks.
Well, they're not relevant. It's the same way it's not relevant to Alex Jones. If you want to know who Alex Jones is, that's sui generis. He's an entity unto himself. Don't bother yourself about it, because you're never going to be him. So forget about it. And now, I would say... Trump is exactly who he is. He's a Trump tower. He's a Trump building. He's a Trump entity. He's a dynamic force like you that creates...
Well, enough about me. All you guys. America is individuals. It's beautiful.
Well, yeah, but you're American. You got to understand something. Biden is not American in that sense. He's a product of the DuPont family. He's a product of senility.
Yeah, why do they hate America? I don't even... Why don't they just be it and own it? They literally have a problem with it.
Because he's never been involved with the... Every time he was asked to come and serve our country, he avoided it. He didn't want to do anything that was consistent with a product or a dynamic other than the process. These guys only live by process. That's why they're ineffectual. They're impotent. They're eunuchs. And they're political eunuchs. And that's why they're not relevant to the United States. What's relevant...
You know what? You always say this for 20 years on the show, 19 years, and I'm kind of like, but it's so true. They would just want to own a farm or take it over. They don't even want to get into how it works. It could be one thing if they didn't know how it worked. They don't want to know how it works because they don't want to have any emotion given to it because they're so dead.
No, it's another issue. It's like you, Alex, and I, and Lee. It's not about just emotion dead. They don't want to take the risk and the concept that they can fail. Every time you go on the air for 20 years, you have to perform the same way you did the day before and the next day. They can't do that. They can't create something where it takes risk, calculated risk, going on the line and failure. These are the sociopaths. That's why process is their mother load. When it comes to creating corporations, they're out of the game. And that's why Trump will come back again.
Well, I want you to come on the show soon. You're a smart guy. Tell us how we can kick people like this out of our society. StevePachinik.com. Thank you so much, Doc. We appreciate you. Have a great weekend.
Pleasure.
Lee, thanks. We got 2 minutes left. Closing comments on how we turn this around.
Well, first, let me agree with what the doctor said. Trump absolutely has to get rid of people like Esper Manili as soon as possible. If the coup comes, it's going to come from there. But let me also say one other thing, too. And let me take it off you. We've been talking about you, and it's all true. But let me mention the other guy who was Bannon's target here, someone you know well, Roger Stone. Roger Stone, Bannon went after. All these guys went after Roger because they know that there were two people who understood politics and had experience on the Trump team in 2016. Roger Stone and Paul Manafort. And notice what happened. And I was told by somebody who I'm not...
You're right. They were more scared of Stone than they were... You're right. They are obsessed with Stone.
And I was told by somebody firsthand, Alex, so I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'm not going to tell anybody who it is because they're in fear, that Bannon knew that Manafort was going to be taken out, which is why Bannon got himself in position. The thing Trump has to do is do what the base wants him to do. Pardon Stone and pardon Manafort, especially, because Manafort actually knows what's going on with Russiagate. He was trying to warn Trump, and that's why they got...
I was thinking he should bring Manafort back on the campaign to piss in their face.
That's exactly right. And because he knows what's going on with Ukraine. He knows the truth about Russiagate. He was taking notes.
Lee, join us again next week. Join us on Sunday. We love you. Lee Stranahan. All right, coming up, we've got Dr. Nick Baggage, but I got a few final comments straight ahead. Please stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. This is the war for humanity. This is the war for the future. This is real. must have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission like the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
And one of our favorite guest hosts is about to take over. Got a big package. But I had to cover this Daily Mail article. President Trump's re-election campaign is blasted for selling $18 anti-abortion Baby Lives Matter onesies that mimic Black Lives Matter. Oh, my gosh. So you're not supposed to say all lives matter. So Trump's smart. He goes, well, baby lives matter, which is so cute. Like, can babies, black, white, old, young, you know, Trump, the left? No. Do not do it. Oh, the media says it's bad. Apologize. Again, they take absurdity and then act like it's the dominant force. So Media Matters wrote articles a month ago going, Jones claims they're sending people who have COVID-19 to nursing homes to kill people. He's insane. It's all confirmed. It was confirmed then. But they use it like, look, he's absurd. He's putting his jacket on in Minnesota in December when it's 20 below. They're like, that's completely normal. But they just make it absurd. It's all this sick joke. So that's why we sell shirts that say all lives matter. By the way, all of our apparel is at cost. $9.95 is the average price of it. So that's what all apparel. Some shirts cost us $15 to make. Some cost us $5. It's all $9.95. That's the average cost. It costs us InfoWarsStore.com. But it's not about that. It's about the fact that every action we engage in is like, oh my gosh, baby lives don't matter. That's just that takes away from the black lives being lost by the 12 black people police wrongfully shot last year. I wish I could make all those people come back. I'm not glad. But when you look at statistics, this is the biggest hoax the planet's ever seen. So thousands of black people die because the police won't go into their communities because of political correctness. But that's all the statistic. He's about to take over right now and then the war room. That's not the war room with Steve Bannon. That's the war room that we started with Roger Stone, who's going to jail, and Owen Troyer, but Nick Begich takes over right now. He's on fire last Friday, and it was like 10 seconds ago. It was last Friday. Now here we are. It's almost like that timelessness. It's like eternity. Like you said at the end of the show last week, this life matters so much till you're in eternity, but it's almost like as we see time speed up, we're already in eternity. There is no time. Dr. Begich, thanks for being here taking over. God bless you.
Hey, thank you very much, Alex. And it's always great to sit in on this fourth hour, you know, and I always try to end the week on something a little bit more positive. Sometimes it's impossible, you know, because of what the week is delivered, you know, but it's always out there. And I want to start off with something I wasn't planning on, like it always goes. But your last guest, one of your guests, was talking about sociopaths, and I want to talk about that for a minute, because I've read some statistics on sociopaths that was kind of interesting, and it was like something like, I believe the number was 3 out of 5. It might have been 2 out of 5, so I might be more critical than I had to be generous. But let's say 3 out of 5, I think it's the right number, having met a lot of these guys. But CEOs, the heads of companies, are sociopaths, the big ones, the really, really big ones. And think about it for a minute. You know, I mean, if you think about it for a minute, maybe that makes sense when you think about how they clawed their way to the top and stomped on everyone along the way. And you've all met them in your workplace, somebody like that, that kind of personality. Yeah, like the illustration showed, the guy with the axe, you know, coming through the neighborhood of your workplace. The Attila the Hun manager, who seems to have absolutely no empathy, no sense of connection to anything but himself, and whatever greed, selfish, material, fleshy thing drives him. And sociopaths, what they do, this is really interesting, they mimic. So from a very young age, from the very beginning, for some reason, there's something that happens. Usually it's a trauma, quite frankly, often a trauma, but there's something that happens that shuts it down, you know, kind of shuts the feeling part down. And as they shut it down, then they don't have it on to begin with, which is a really rare one, but that happens. And then what happens is as they're looking at the world, they begin to think, oh, I'm supposed to be sad now. I'm supposed to be happy now. So they end up copying consciously. So this is really interesting because they're working from a place actually of awareness, but in the wrong direction. Because they're aware of emotions, they're in control of them, but in a very different way. They don't feel them to begin with in the same way. Sociopathics are kind of lost in that. They don't understand that element for whatever reason. And that's they're rare, really, for us to meet on the street. You don't meet many, but they do end up at the top in a lot of instances. And they do in business. And they do in politics and government. And virtually all leadership positions, there's always a few around, either on their way up to somewhere else or already arrived. And so I think that is important. Discernment in terms of leadership and what drives people is really important. The other thing that happens in the political world, and I'm, you know, three generations of it, right? And I come from really interesting roots. Some of you guys know them, some of you don't. But, you know, when you look at what's happened, historically, in terms of that, I mean, my grandfather, he came over on my dad's side, you know, on a ship to Ellis Island, cleared immigration, eventually became an American citizen back in the turn of the last century, back in 1906 when he came over here. And, you know, my dad, first generation American, was a U.S. congressman, a state senator. My brother was a U.S. senator, the third generation in America. My son is probably going to be somewhere politically if the people decide. But when I think about all of this, and I think about what drives power, what drives power structures, you know, when I was raised, something that happened to me just a week ago is, as my fiance Ann and I were talking, something came up and she said, well, we can't do anything about that. And I thought, wow, what an alien thought to me, because I never was raised to believe this. In fact, after I talked to my mom about it, I said, wow, the whole thought that you couldn't change the world never really occurred to me, ever. You know what I was talking about last week about faith? You know, faith is what you know you can do. Well, changing the world, I thought everybody could do. In fact, I still believe that. And then someone told me that Rembrandt, it was either Rembrandt or it might have been Michelangelo, but one of the two, I believe it was Rembrandt, was so bewildered by the fact that nobody else could just grab a pencil and do it. You know, I mean, hey, why can't anyone just do that, direct their carrier to move the pencil around and do what I do, you know, Rembrandt? You know, so this is about how we manifest in the world, how our energy, our spirit, our essence, our creativity, the really powerful things manifest in the world. That's what connects us to one another, our creativity engaged. And then I got a email, you know, the other day, because I was talking about how Alex and I have little different styles, and something I had never considered that was so valuable to me, and I really appreciate the insight from the listener, was for a lot of people, you know, Alex vents your rage. He takes your rage and vents it for you, so you don't have to. I mean, I never really thought about it that way, because I think differently than Alex in this way. Because of the way we manifest in the world, not to say either is better or worse or good or wrong. No, they're all perfect. You know, that's the whole point, is they're all perfect for whoever's listening, you know. And I just never thought about it from the standpoint of you're taking this frustration and this anger and this rage, and you're expressing it, Alex, in a way that touches people by taking it off of their shoulders so they can have the calm. They can find the calm in the middle of the storm that they know they're in, because you're taking the heat. You know, but here's what I would say about all of that. When we're dancing in the middle of the storm, we have the opportunity to see it all in motion and not be touched by it. And that's the place that I'm hoping we can all find, is when we're in that spot. And so starting with the sociopath conversation I didn't plan on, I ended up wanting to go a little different direction. But again, what I didn't plan on was Epstein came up. And that has to be part of this discussion because power structures that function in the flesh, that function in the body, the function in the meat, the function in the carrier, as I call it, body, the human body. And they get lost in all that. And in getting lost in it, they begin to express that as their only reality. They forget the spiritual side, which is the balance. And the link, the bridge between the two, is the heart and minds. And you hear it in sayings. We want your hearts and minds. They're not kidding. But you need to keep your heart and mind and turn it all on and discern. And that's what we're going to talk about a little bit more today. This is Dr. Nick Begich on this Friday afternoon in most of the world.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind with Nick Begich.
All right, welcome back. You know, thinking about just before the break, I was talking a little bit about power structures, and I was going to talk a little bit about Epstein in that context because he came up also as we kind of transitioned into this hour. You know, when you think about people like Epstein, you know, what role do they serve? Okay, because they serve somebody, right? I mean, the guy got $500 million in the bank. He got it from somewhere. So who does he serve? You know, and here's what I would say about that is this guy. And I believe if the truth ever comes out, if we ever get the truth of what was collected in the video libraries and the safes and all of that, if we ever find that, we ever find his co-conspirator, what you're going to learn is that this man was the blackmail guy. He was the extortion specialist for various security agencies, probably several from various countries that were all paying him. Because what is it worth to own a leader? You know, you want to. When I was taught organizing as a classical organizer, what you're always taught is try to co-opt the leadership. Well, there's two ways to do it. One is with truth and one is with blackmail. And both represent a different version of the truth, right? One's being transparent, open, let you see what's here, and you can look at all my sins and you can analyze them and you can even judge them. You can do whatever you want with them. I don't really care about that. Someone live transparent. That's one way to live. And the other is to live in the shadow of your fear. Because somebody has you by the parts that wear off when you ride the fence too long. So here's the point of all this, is when someone controls you because they now know where your fleshy weakness was and they filmed it, you know, in a bad way, they own your ass. And see, that's the one way. Now, the other way they kind of introduced this process a little earlier in is if you go to one of these Ivy League schools and you become part of certain fraternities or certain clubs or certain people recognize certain things about you, they want you on board. So they present you all kinds of opportunities to compromise a value system at a college level when your brain isn't even fully formed, but they do it. And then what they'll do with you is they will then own your ass. Okay, whether you're headed for business or headed for politics or maybe headed for religion or maybe headed for the arts, God knows, right? Because the Matsu does know you and the universe, God. All right, but here's the thing. Knowing that and knowing that sociopaths are driving a lot of these trucks, we can clearly see how come there's so many train wrecks, you know, when the engineer is driving the truck. And narrative, even the word narrative, think about this. This is newly introduced in the last decade or so. Are we going to create the new narrative? Oh, that's a fake narrative. Hey, why should it be a narrative? You know what a narrative is? It's a script someone writes down on a sheet of paper and then someone reads from. And then they do the focus group and then they do the poll and then they decide to regurgitate that back at you because they don't have truth. They just have kind of this mirroring amplification effect that they can railroad and run to test the progress of the systems that they have set up to manipulate every breath you take and every move you make. And if you don't believe it, you can read the record. You know, one of the few places you can get the written work that I've done, 1,600 references, is at InfoWars store. That's the only place you can get the printed one unless they're used. And the videos and stuff goes along with it. I mention it because I always forget to do the ad, and I want to plug InfoWars store because that's where all that stuff is at. And I'll do the ad and I'll get it out of the way so I don't have to think about this anymore. My website, go to my website. There's nothing really for sale there except the links back into the InfoWars store. But I put up under special events, I mentioned last week a piece of music that I was working on. It has 22 parts. Anyway, one of them is up. It's at the bottom of special events. You can click on it after show. It's 4 minutes long. You can listen to it. And it's just a different side of me that most of you never get to see. And the other link I put on there was I put a link under special events, and it says 50 videos for free, and that links you back to band.video and all the stuff I've been doing on InfoWars the last couple of years. So that gives you a button to get to all of my stuff on InfoWars, and they'll set up a button sometime on that side column. It's not there now, so this is a quick link. Take you right in there, and you'll see the whole deal. And why I want you to look at that is I want you to do what Alex always suggests, which is spread those links, get that information out there, and pass it on if this is valuable to you at all. And it's free. It's all free. But if you want to help us, there is a donation button on earthpulse.com. That's my website, earthpulse.com. In any case, I'm done with that. And I want to go back to something because, you know, this is something also I want to say about creation and how it works and all this. Because we've been talking a little bit about the dark side, you know, the use of extortion and blackmail and sexual weakness as a way to manipulate people and how that starts at the college level and works their way through people's career till they end up at the top. And then they end up really at the bottom if you stop and think about it because they're compromised. Better to confess, you know, and that's why Donald Trump went run and won, isn't it? It's like, you know, people knew who he was. They knew his value system. They knew how he expressed himself in the world. And here's what they voted for. Authenticity. Whether you like the way he does it, it's authentic. It's as authentic as it gets. And that's the bottom line. People didn't want a narrative. They wanted something coming right out of the man, even if it was a little ugly and a little sloppy and maybe a lot sometimes. But better to interpret the heart of a man and know where he's going and, you know, and understand that nobody reaches the top, whether articulate and careful with their words or not, and whether you think they're good or bad. You don't end up at the top unless the universe, God, allows it. So even the most unusual circumstances are used in an unusual way. I think we can acknowledge that. But the role we each play and the way we interpret our reality is our individual choice. This is the power of it. And this is where the, here's the deal, is the body, the mind, the lower mind, the part here in the back of the head, the reptilian brain, it is the flight or fight response. It's the fleshy part. It's the part that identifies too much with the linear time of 80 to 100 years, if you're lucky here, and forgets the eternal part of what we are, which is the other side, okay? It's the other side of who we are. It's over here. It's the spirit side, the energetic side that we could talk about a lot in terms of the physics of that, but I'm not going there today. There's no time. There never is. I want to go a different place here and think about it from this, from a metaphorical and a real perspective. Okay, so you have the body, which is really fueled, and evil entities are fueled. People who run as sociopaths get the fuel of fear feeds them. You hear what I'm saying? The fuel of evil is fear, anxiety. This is fuel for the fire that burns you and everyone around you. This is the train we're on the track we're on. And the train wreck people are talking about. But the train wreck is because we're on a track. What do they say? You fell off track. Fell off track. Get back on the track. Hey, why would you do that? That's crazy. Don't be on the track if it's going the wrong direction. Rethink it. Rethink it. You know, something people say all the time, do the impossible, do the impossible. That's an oxymoron. You can't do what's impossible. How about this? Do what you know is possible and the impossible presents itself. That's the way it really works. Narratives. Let's think about words. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and this is the InfoWar. You're the tip of the spear, and it's about hearts and mind. Ours together. In this together.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, I was thinking about, and I talk about it often in a lot of different ways, but the power of words, you know, and when you think in the beginning was the word, and the word creates everything, right? And if you think about that, it's a vibration that comes out of us. You know, and if you feel, you know, I can feel mine deep, you know, I can feel it in my chest when I'm talking, it vibrates, you know, and it comes out. And on that vibration carries a lot of submodulations. Now, we interpret it as these little squiggly lines, you know, on paper, we call words that we write down. And we laugh a little bit about it, you know, and those are our little reminders of things, you know. But really, what conveys in the words through that vibration, through the sound of a voice and through all of that contained in it, is a lot of other information. And so the emotional information comes through, the words, how they're constructed come through, so I can paint a picture in your head of what I'm thinking. You know, right? I take this idea that starts as an idea, something I can't even touch, and then I reduce it to a vibration that comes across space, and then hits your eardrum and then gets reduced to a vibration again and digitizes a signal into the brain that the brain interprets. And we call that a word. Isn't that the weirdest thing, you know, when you think about it that way? And what is that really? You know, it's a way of thinking about what's not visible, okay? That's not visible. But look how much effect words have on every single thing we do when they're spoken. Okay, you know the phrase when you're a little kid? I remember thinking this when I was a little kid, you know, magic words, you know, abracadabra, remember that one, all this stuff. Every word is that. Let me say this again. Every word is that. Now, I wouldn't use the word magic. It's got a bunch of garbage strung on it. But I would say that the word is the power. How you use it is your choice. It is the sword that each of us have. And we get to use our word, our expression of our truth. Not tolerance, remember, acceptance, that deeper level that I've talked about before. Because when you use your words to construct your reality, you can either construct one or destruct one, right? Destroy one by tearing it apart, or build one, create one, express one. That's creativity, the core of education, right? The thing that one of the speakers was speaking about in the last hour, I have a core of educational experience. I was president of a teacher's organization statewide, but I never had a teaching credential. But they elected me their president, statewide teachers union. Why? Because I had an identity with education and a heart for it, I suppose, and a head for some of the mechanics of organization. But what I know, education and anything good begins individually, one at a time, with each of us reconnecting first to ourselves and then one at a time to each other within our households, within our families, within our relationships, within our friends, within our acquaintances, and external from that to the public that we are in. And then when we do that effectively, go inward first and then go outward, we find our connection to everyone else. This is the fundamental issue of who we are. And when we can finally kind of shift that around, the dignity of the debate changes, and we recognize that most of the fight is really a fight between spirit and flesh, which is a fight between knowing and fear, okay, of the unknowing, of what we cannot control, what we cannot do. And this is a separation. And between the two is the middle way of the heart and mind. The thing we can't see, you know, and I talk about the heart kind of metaphorically, not the organs so much as the emotional component of what we are, the right brain side of what we are, the left brain, the logical, analytical side, the other part. But this heart and mind metaphor is when most of us identify with the left brain, right brain. That works too. But I do think it's based in the heart. There is an energy that's based there that you can feel when your voice comes from that place, comes out of the heart and spills into the world. And the thing about all this is that's how all of us create with our words. And then they become actions that we believe in. And that's called faith and trust. And, you know, when I was saying before about don't do try the impossible, you're like, let's go, let's do the impossible. Do you believe that will work? That is a train wreck about to happen. Don't do that. I'm putting out a warning. Don't do the impossible. Someone else will do what you think is impossible. Someone else will say, oh, and it'll be like, oh, what do you mean you can't change the world? Of course you can. They'll go do it. Be the person that you are. And here's the beauty of it, is if you act on your level of faith, which is knowing. Knowing. That's what it is. It's knowing. So you know what you can do, and you do that. And you know what you can do, and you do that. And what happens is each day, your knowing expands because you find out you can do this, you can do that. And then you get this rhythm going of doing and achieving and winning because everything you do, you believe you can. And then if you fail at something, you know, what someone would call fail, what I call, boy, that's interesting, because that's the opportunity to figure out where to tweak the programming. You know, failure, think about your two-year-old when you have to gently discipline them. See, that's the way the universe disciplines us, through our traumas, our failures. Because a little kid, when you take the toy away, it's a big trauma. You know, take a two-year-old's toy away, see what happens. You know? So get the perspective right, all right? Get the perspective right. As sophisticated as we think we are, we're not. We're that two-year-old relative to the universe. And that's giving you a lot of extra credit, but that's okay. And me, Alex, probably has credit too, because I'm that 2-year-old with you. But here's the beauty of it. Why do people want it? Why do you amplify the characteristics of 2-year-old? The innocent, the purity, the kindness that normally comes out of a 2-year-old when you watch them in action, you know? And when their environment is a loving and nurturing one, they amplify all that. They become this amplifier, whatever programming you give them that they think is just the way it is. They don't question it. It's, oh, you breathe. No one talked about it. You know, you change the world. No one talks about it, or whatever you do. Or you had a traumatic childhood where you don't believe you can do anything. And then that's the false narrative that you've accepted. You know, just as much as my narrative, oh, you can do anything. See, that's a false narrative too, because you can't do it alone. And there's another piece to it that goes beyond the body, the material, and it's the spiritual side. It's the energetic side of what it really takes to get in the game and do it. And you don't have to feel like you're carrying the weight on your shoulder, because the finish line may not be yours. You may be just holding the baton. You see, most of us are holding the baton, passing it on when we hit the limits of our knowing, our faith, our knowledge, what we can do. So, you know, here we are watching the world kind of fall apart around us and everybody freaks out, and I go, yeah, now I know the world works in an unusual way, because the world, as it is, has always a counterbalance, because it is the way that this part of creation works. Now, I'm not saying they're equal at all, because there's an overarching thing that within that fractal of confusion, within that hurricane, the universe stands in the middle as calm as can be, and it's totally orderly when you stand back far enough and can look at the form of it and what it does. So when you think about all of the swill we're in, somewhere within this is the human soul that's rising. And I've been saying it for 25 years. I said it through science for 25 years. I've said it in everything. If you've listened carefully to what's being said, it's embedded in everything I do. Started with words, you see, and the responsibility of it. Someday I'll tell the whole story of that. Why I take that so seriously. Why, when you hear what I have to say, you at least listen and measure it against what you know to be right and true. And I'm not saying accept everything I say. Test it. Test it all against your own heart and your own mind. And then use the heart and mind to project who you are through your own curiosity, through your own interest into the world in a way that creates, that adds to, that isn't a train wreck, but is a confident step in the created direction when you were created in the likeness of image of God that God intended for you, which is a unique, a beautiful blueprint, putting pebbles of in the water of change. And we're all doing that together. This is the InfoWars. This is Dr. Nick Beckman.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking ExtendoVite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back. I want to remind people, go to my website, EarthPulse, E-A-R-T-H-P-U-L-S-E, EarthPulse.com. On the front page is special events. There's a bunch of things there that will link up to some of the stuff we're doing. And I mentioned last week about some music we're putting together. Take a look at it. It's the last thing under special events. Also, there's a sign up there. If you want to sign up for a newsletter, it's free. I'm going to start getting those out a little more frequently than I have in a long time. I haven't done that. So I'm getting back into that routine. So do that at earthpulse.com. Getting back into the subject of the day, you know, as I was talking to the guys during the break, you know, we always have a few minutes, and it seems like I just kind of rolls right into it. And, you know, when we go through looking at sort of all of the stuff and the amount of anxiety and stress it can bring, this is a true fact. And we experience all during the week. And sometimes we might even vent that in the wrong place. You know, you go home after work and we've listened to a lot of things during the day. We're stressed out. A couple things on your way back to the house, you know, some things, turn the news off just for that. Just turn it off for 5 minutes before arrival, just the 5 minutes before arrival, not the whole trip. I know some of them are long commutes, but that 5 minutes before arrival, turn it off. As you're driving in, start thinking about all of the wonderful things that are in your household. If it's your family, your wife, your children, whatever it is, your pets, I don't care if it's your plants or your books or whatever brings you joy when you get home, start falling into your joy as you come through your front door, and let that be your dominant emotion rolling back into your other life that you do away from wherever it is you earn your livelihood, your living. And I say that because, you know, this whole idea, and I was thinking about the education system and the failure of it. I've been in a lot of dialogues about that. this week, and where's the failures? You know, where do they start? And they really start with value systems, ultimately. You know, we've kind of neutered the public system because values somehow are offensive to somebody. But values are really the starting point. And then you have the idea of recognizing the individuality of each person. You see, in our public systems don't do that. They throw you into a squishy collective. In fact, if you stop and think about it, a lot of the way our culture and society and government has kind of shifted to this squishy sort of collective side. Now, I say that loosely because we are all connected, but this is sort of the new narrative, let's call it, of connectivity. Let's call this the fleshy narrative of connectivity. Let's call this the internet, the Google, the Facebook, the manipulative form of connectivity that really is about digging into your personal privacy and extracting from you information. This is about sucking. So they call it social media. That's an oxymoron. You know, those that are watching this, this is a version of social media, but I don't consider this as social as it needs to be. It's just what we have to live with, because this is as good as it gets unless we get to meet each other face to face. And a lot of people I do, I always welcome that, because now I can feel it individually with you. Because I do feel, you know, when I'm doing this, I feel a lot going on when we're connecting with each other. So that does happen. But there's nothing like personal contact. Then we have social distancing, another oxymoron. Get far apart to socialize. This is the opposite. This is, again, these words that we string together, and then we somehow, you know, I'll give you another one. You know, there's my old boss, Eileen Endershot, used to make a funny statement all the time. It was, that guy's running around like a fart in a skillet. Now, first of all, that's impossible. Second of all, how do you picture that? And a lot of people have funny pictures about that, but we know what she meant. So where did the information carry? Was it in the words that didn't make sense? Or something else that made us understand what she meant? And so that's really it. That's what I'm trying to get at, is a lot of times the words and what makes them magical is the power behind them is in the intention, the framing, how you package the word and pop it out. Now, that comes as a natural outgrowth of our thinking. You know, if it's transparent and honest, it comes out. That's why for 25 years, Alex has had a consistent message, because you don't have to read from a script when it comes out of your core. You know, if you followed me for the last 30 years, or for my whole life for that matter, you'll see my core in everything I do. Yeah, you'll see failure, you'll see screw ups, but you'll see me rise out of that, my core come through, which is just stand up, dust off, learn, admit my mistakes, learn from those hopefully, and ask for grace that I might go on. And go on. Asking for grace came way late in the game. I should have asked for that a lot sooner, but nonetheless, you know, I'm glad I'm still standing and I can have this conversation. I've said this before, and it's baffled some of my friends who know my whole life in the details of it and some of the traumas within it. And I wouldn't change a single thing, not one. I'd even do it 1,000 times again, as hard as it was. And people go, how can you, you know, because none of those things define me, the successes or the failures. None of those things determine who I am. They're little snapshots, if anything, of the learning process I've engaged in while I've been breathing in the world. And that's all it is for any of us, ladies and gentlemen. Did we learn anything? How much are we self-condemning? Are we ripping ourselves to shreds? And at the same time, if you're a Muslim, Jew, or Christian, saying you're creating the image and likeness of God, but you're ripping yourself to shreds, you're thinking of yourself as nothing, as dust, as worthless. Are you kidding me? How untrue is that in my view of the world? Not only is that untrue, But the connection that I know exists between every living soul and everything, which is true, the fact that we represent a hologram, the whole of all of it within this, it's like a paradox, right? How does that happen? You know? And yet, within this, we have free choice. And what I was saying earlier about this other paradox of the physical body and time and all of its limits, and the limitless side of the spirit, and then the intermediary of heart and mind, what you can't see at all, but it's the bridge between the material and the non-material. And it's the energy you see behind our thoughts that propel creation. And then the more knowing that we attach to that deliberate creation, the better we construct the reality we experience, whether it's in our households or workplace or families. And all of that creates a ripple in the pond, you see. That's the power of the connection. It's not waiting for the group form or signing up for a membership card. You're in it. You're already in it. It's called the human race. You know, we're hearing the Black Lives Matter thing, and then people say, human lives matter, and then people get mad about that. You know, the human dignity of recognition of our humanness and our non-physicalness, being the soul who happens to have a body, and everyone else does too, changes the discussion, alters the debate, lightens the load, ladies and gentlemen, when we realize that it doesn't have to be our right or our wrong to share with someone else, but there's yet to discover. And I use Solomon as an example all the time because he traveled such a dark road for many people. If you think about the occult and the conjuring of spirits and all this craziness, but it was the contrast between that dark place and the light allowed him to have wisdom, you see. The greater the contrast, if you can overcome it, the greater the light on the other end of that. Because it's the distance. That's why when you see these dark times rolling out across our cultures, across the planet, know this, that within it is this other thing. And usually it's not the loud one. It's coming from the quiet voices that you don't normally hear. It's coming in all different ways. It's coming from simple things that are not so simple after all. That might be the big things after all. What you do matters after all, because that's all we can do is what matters to us that we believe in. Do it with the grace that we can do it with. Do it with the power that we are, with the definiteness of purpose, by doing what is possible, not the impossible. Pass the baton, and then the impossible manifests before us. This has been Dr. Nick Page.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners. Owning population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.